the early Christians fought this war. God declared war on the devil from the moment he deceived our first parents, and it is clear from Genesis 3:15 that nothing but enmity is to exist between those born of God and the adversary. Such enmity is in the divine nature. Let it work. The 12 apostles encountered this warfare. Matthew 10:1. The 70 were specially commissioned in it and proved the name which is above every name. Luke 10:17-20. In the same manner, those apostles and prophets who were called and commissioned after the Lord ascended up on high, Ephesians 4:8-11, had the unseen world unveiled to them and knew that their battle was not with mere flesh and blood. 2 Corinthians 10:3-4. With all the intensity possible, I want to say that there is more in this than most Christians are willing to admit. Both revelation and experience have compelled me to face it or go under. I was not born from above to go under. I was born to triumph, and if I choose to triumph, I may. But if I close my eyes to these things, I shall not triumph. I can afford to be ignorant of nothing. Neglect any part of God's revelation that His Spirit has unveiled, and you place yourself in peril. 2 Timothy 3:16. Next to being saved through the merits of the precious blood of Christ and being empowered by the indwelling Holy Spirit, I believe that there is no truth so vital to the healthy, vigorous, fruitful Christian service as to know of the devil, and to stand up to him in the name and power of our living Lord. Do not let this counsel go unheeded. Gird yourself for the fray. Be made powerful in the Lord. Ephesians 6:10. Dare to settle it and say, whatever it means to resist the devil and overcome, I will do it.